This is the Grounded in Grace column. It's entitled Unexpected Transitions. It's written by Angela Kebeb. James 1:17. Every generous act of giving, with every perfect gift, is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Throughout our sacred texts, we encounter people who've experienced unexpected transitions. Right from the beginning in the book of Genesis, we witness Adam and Eve expelled from the Garden of Eden. Their unplanned departure was a direct consequence of their misguided choices. But even though they were no longer in paradise, they were still in God's presence and under God's providence. While they were thrust into complete uncertainty and cast out, they're not cast down. But when it comes to unexpected transitions, the main biblical figure who leaps to mind is Hagar. Sarah, who owned the enslaved Egyptian handmaid, was tired of waiting for God to bless her with a child. So she took matters into her own hands and literally gave the woman to her husband Abraham with the expectation that Hagar would bear them a son. And soon Hagar gave birth to Abraham's son Ishmael. But once Sarah gave birth to her biological son Isaac, Abraham and Sarah acted less than honorably in their dealings with their firstborn son, and in time Sarah demanded that Abraham cast out Hagar and Ishmael. Hagar is forced to wander aimlessly in the wilderness. She's without food, water, and resources, and worst of all, she's without hope. And she places her son in the limited protection of a shade bush and goes away, what the scripture calls the distance of a bow shot. Finding herself at the complicated intersection of slave, concubine, and mother, she collapses under the burning heat of oppression. And bursting into tears, Hagar cries out to God, "Please don't let me sit here and watch my only child die." God enters into her tragic situation through a personal word. First, God tells Hagar not to be afraid and assures her that Ishmael's cries have been heard in heaven. And then God gives Hagar a powerful promise. "Arise, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him into a great nation." After receiving this great promise, God opened Hagar's eyes, and she still sees a well of water in the wilderness, along with God's promise. God sends provision. Recently, I found myself in an unexpected transition. Struggling to find clarity and direction, I wasn't sure what my next steps should be or could be, and I wasn't sleeping well or even taking care of myself properly. And depression was rolling in. I was afraid, and perhaps you've been there too. And I remember being wide awake at 3:17 a.m., and none of my usual centering practices helped. I tried to pray, but remained anxious and upset. I tried reciting some of my favorite go-to Bible verses, but the words were nearly hollow and almost empty. What was going on? And just then, I remembered an old-timey hymn that I'd learned when I was a girl. My sisters and I used to regularly attend church with the neighbor lady, Mrs. Josephine Brown, and at the 37th Street Church of Christ in Omaha. I learned the enduring hymn, "Hold to God's Unchanging Hand." And I invite you to make space in your heart for the first verse. "Time is filled with swift transition. Naught on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand." We sang it so often that I had it memorized, and the night I softly sang myself to sleep. A while ago, I stumbled onto a devotional that referred to God as the unchangeable changer. In a world where the only constant is change, We can trust in this good news. Our God specializes in transformation, yet God remains unchangeable. So, even when we're experiencing deep and abiding ambiguity, we can be encouraged that God is actively transforming us through the Spirit as we travel the liminal stages of life. Unexpected transitions may be unavoidable, but so is God's faithful presence in our lives. And for that, we give thanks.